Being 20 or something is like the craziest time in my life. I've never been this overwhelmed in all of my life.
And I really want to say thank you for just coming out to share your wealth of knowledge with us, or better still, your wealth of experience.
I listened to this How to Make Money While Still at Home 3 months ago, and I must confess it has helped me now.
You are listening to 20 Something Rant podcast, and I'm your host, Jessica Fortune. Just as the name implies, here we get to rant about every issue bothering us as 20 something while also learning from those who successfully crossed their 20s. So welcome to our little corner.
Hello and welcome to 20 Something Rant podcast. I'm Jessica Fortunes. This is a safe space, a safe haven for 20 somethings to rant, to talk, to just, you know, say everything they have on their mind without any form of intimidation or any form of, like, you know, what is someone saying, any negative vibes. You know, it's all good vibes right here on the podcast. And to my returning listener, thank you very much for coming back once again. You're absolutely amazing. And you know, one reason why I come back here every week to do this is because I don't want to let you down. I want you to be able to search for the podcast on your favorite platform and know that, yes, there's a new episode for you to listen to. So, yes, yes, yes. So, let's do this again today. So, today is the 2nd of August, 2021. So, allow me to say Happy New Month to you. Yay. I do hope that this month of August brings you everything that you desire. I wish you prosperity, long life, good health, peace, love, joy. I wish you all of that and so much more. I don't know how July was, but I hope that it was good for you. But even if it wasn't, it's fine. July is gone now. So now let's focus on August and make it the very, very best. So now to today's episode of the podcast. Today's episode is what I'm going to call a listener's episode. Yes. On today's episode, I am going to, you know, be reacting to some of the feedbacks I have gotten from those of you who listen to 20 somethings rants. Yes. Remember how at the end or at the beginning of every other episode, I usually would say, hi guys, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to comment, don't forget to send a review on Anchor and all of that, don't forget to send a message, all of that, and some of you go ahead to do that. Well, I have decided that every month I am going to react to your feedback. And this is my way of saying thank you very much for, you know, sending your feedback. Thank you very much for listening and just making you understand that you are important to me. I love you so much. And without you, without your feedback, your comments, your subscriptions, your like, I probably would have given up, you know. Yes, I probably would have given up. So this is just me saying thank you very much. And also, for the first time listener, to understand what this platform means to me and what it means to everyone else who listens on a weekly basis. And maybe if this is your first time listening, after this, you will keep listening, okay? All right, so let's go straight into it. The first feedback I've gotten here. So the first feedback is from Veronica. So let's hear what Veronica had to say about the podcast.
Hey Jessica, this is Veronica. I'm practically stalking you. Not stalking, but I really enjoyed listening to you. You have a very lovely voice. I liked it. Oh, being 20 or something is like the craziest time in my life. I've never been this overwhelmed in all of my life, you know. Finishing school and just being at home, not having anything in particular to do, is like you're losing your mind. But basically, what I've learned how to do is just a little, is to be calm and take a step at a time, because I'm the kind of person that likes to do a lot of things at the same time. I can be multitasking, but I've learned to calm down and take life one step at a time, and I hope things work out. Still love it, and thanks for doing this.
Okay, Veronica, thank you very much for sending this to me. This means a whole lot. First, I want to say thank you for talking about my voice. Thank you so much for the compliment. It means a whole lot. And then I'm so happy that you enjoy listening to this. And thank you for telling me thank you for doing this. I mean, not every day do I get to hear that. So thank you very much. I am happy. I am honored to be doing this, and I'm honored that you understand why I'm doing this, and that it's also as important to you as it is important to me. Thank you very much. And regarding how you feel, oh my God, Veronica, I can so relate. It's like I can relate on so many levels. You know how life feels like so many things happening all at the same time. You don't understand what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to be doing. It all feels like a lot. And I know what you're feeling like, but I want to remind you that you're not alone, and that just the way we're feeling right now, there have been people who have felt that way in the past and they've succeeded. And so that's just to say that if they could make it out, we can make it out too, you know, like if they could, you know, they could, you know, like was I don't, okay, hold on. You know, like if they could, they could become better. It means that we can become better. If they could pass through this journey, which I would call the fire stage, and become refined gold at the end, it means that we can go through it too. That's one way at which I am, you know, I was that word. I tried to, you know, I tried to motivate myself. And I'm also glad that you talked about the fact that you're taking it one step at a time and you're hopeful. And I'm just here to tell you that it will get better. And I'm sure that soon enough, maybe after your 20s or your late 20s, you say, oh, Jessica, I've gone through that and now I feel so much better, you know? And I'll be here to say, yes, I told you we will do this. So yeah, thank you very much for sharing this with me. And I will be reaching out just to keep checking up on you and to know how you're doing, okay? Thank you very much for sending this again. So guys, that was from Veronica, and God knows I am so happy. It made me feel some kind of way, like really, really happy that somebody knows, like, oh my God, thank you very much. Like, I'm glad that I'm doing this because I think hearing somebody talk back to me is so amazing. Like somebody listen and talk back is so amazing. It's a great feeling. So thank you. And if you also want to know, you know, send your like feedback immediately after you listen. If you're listening with the Anchor app, I know that Anchor allows you to send a voice message. Please use it. Send a voice message. I am always happy to hear from you. And I'll be doing this every once in a month. Okay, so the next persons I'm going to listen to now is Ayodeji. So let's hear what Ayodeji has to say.
It was a really awesome one, I must say. And I really want to say thank you for just coming out to share your wealth of knowledge with us, or better still, your wealth of experience. Something you said that really struck me was when you said, make mistakes. Really, we're just too scared to make mistakes. For a guy like myself, having been the only man in my family, being the first male being the first grandson and everything, there's just a lot of pressure. And you know, being a leader, that sense of not wanting to make mistakes, but really listening to you just, you know, I just kind of was, oh, yes. I felt relieved listening to you speak. I'm going to say a very big thank you for coming out to do this. Thank you, Jessica, for bringing her on board. And thank you for telling me to make mistakes. I'm one of those guys that have never dated a girl just because we don't want to make mistakes.
Oh, this made me smile. I do remember the episode he's talking about. Ayo here is talking about the episode with Bolu, where she talked about, you know, making mistakes, allow yourself to make mistakes in your 20s, you know. And I think it's titled, I Lost My Husband at 27, Became a Widow Before 30 or in My 20s. So if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. But then, Ayo, thank you very much for sending this. I'm happy that now you know that it's okay to make mistakes. And I'm hoping that since you listened to that episode, you've been making mistakes and learning from them, because that's the beauty of it. Make mistakes, learn from them, do better, and, you know, just keep going like that. Because if you don't make mistakes, how are you going to grow, you know? And I'm happy that Bolu shared that with us and that you have picked that up. And now you're going to, you know, be more open to making mistakes and not just closing yourself up to, I don't want to make mistakes, and so not doing anything at all. But I also know that you mentioned the pressure of being a first son. Ah, isn't it amazing that just last week myself and goodness, we're talking about the pressure of being a first child in an African home. So if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. I think that you would understand, like, it'd be great for you to hear other people like yourself and, you know, talking about the pressure. So I definitely understand that pressure you're talking about. But one thing you must know is, regardless of the pressure, you need to put that aside and you need to tell yourself that breathe. You need to tell yourself to breathe, you know, like taking deep breaths, breathe out, because you're only human, you know. Go and make a move, do what you want to do, and don't let the pressure stop you from anything, okay? And thank you for telling me thank you. I mean, it's so beautiful hearing people tell me thank you. You know, I sit down here every time and I'm recording episodes and I'm wondering, are people going to listen? And here it is, somebody telling me thank you. So yes, thank you for listening as well. And I am happy to reach out to you and say, hey, how's the mistake going? Because I want to be sure that you're also learning from your mistakes and doing better along the way. Okay, thank you again for sending this. All right, to the next person, and that's Juliet.
Hi, my name is Juliet Enaji. I listened to this, How to Make Money While Still at Home, 3 months ago. And I must confess, it has helped me. Now, I know a little bit about graphic design using Canva. I did videos, and I do freelance writing. Because of this podcast I listened to, it helped me. I downloaded the apps, the 3 apps I knew I could do. Like, that's graphic design, video editing, and freelance writing, because I'm a writer, and it has helped me so much. Like, it has really, really helped me. I want to thank Jessica Fortunes for helping 20-somethings. I want to thank her for this podcast. I want to thank her for everything. Like, it has helped me. Thank you.
I'm legit gonna cry. Thank you very much for sending this, Juliet. I'm glad that by sharing my experiences and ways by which I make money, that you have been able to make money for yourself, or you have learned to, you know, do something for yourself, which is either saving you money or making you money. I'm just so happy. Like, oh my God. That episode was one of my very, very first episodes. So if you're listening and you want to, you know, check that episode out, it's in season 1, so go check it out. I talked about ways at which I make money online. I think I should probably do a more recent episode following up to that. But I really want to say thank you, Juliet, for bringing back that memory. And I'm so glad that you found it useful, you know. I would have thought that people wouldn't take me serious because I'm not some kind of millionaire. So why should I be telling somebody how to make money? But I'm glad that my little wealth of knowledge, you learned a thing or two from it, and I'm glad that you're telling me thank you. You know, at the end where you said, I want to thank Jessica for this, I want to thank Jessica for that, for this, and I'm thinking about that Snoop Dogg that says, I want to thank me for doing this. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like a superstar. So thank you very much for doing this. Guys, like, hold on. Before we go to the next one, I just want to say that doing this, it's making me so happy. Like, and I'm so glad that I'm doing this at the beginning of the month. I feel like this means that the whole of August is about to be spectacular, because hearing your feedback, hearing from you, and you saying thank you to me, it's like, you know, doing a job that nobody really sent you to do, and you're doing it, but people love it and they appreciate it. It means a whole lot. So again, please send in your reviews, send in your voice messages on Anchor. You can drop reviews on Apple Podcasts. I am going to read them every month. I'll do this again every month. By, let's say, next month, I'll probably be reading some of the reviews from Apple. So this one is from Anchor. So just send on whatever platforms you can. I'm going to make sure to check them all out, because I love the way I'm feeling now. Oh, sorry, that's not how we sing it. I love the way I'm feeling now. Okay, so let's go to the next one from Grace Ola.
Hi, guys. Okay, so my name is Oyi, and I'm just going to quickly rate this 20-somethings rant podcast, like, real quick. It is actually a really amazing podcast. like, even for people that are not yet 20 and above, like, for people that are less than 20, that are not 20 somethings yet, like, it's so amazing. It teaches you life lessons. It just, it's really relatable if you're less than 20, if you're above 20, if you're in your 20s right now, like, it's relatable and great. You should definitely check it out. Yeah, I said it. Check it out, share with everybody you know, because it's an amazing podcast. Yeah, peace out.
Woohoo! Okay. Thank you very much, Grace. Grace is literally saying, you guys need to listen to 20 Something Strand by Jessica Fortress. Yay! Thank you very much. It's amazing when other people who listen to the podcast are actually the ones helping me to promote the podcast. Like, we've listened though, and it's amazing though. Now you guys should go and listen. It's like, what other testimony can I need? Thank you very much for this, Grace. And like she said, yes, even for people who are not yet 20 somethings, you can always catch up with the episodes because you learn a thing or two, and it just helps you be prepared for your 20s and all of that. So yeah, listen to the podcast. Thank you, Grace. Thank you very much. It's like free advertisement, and I'm happy for it. I'm taking it all in and saying yes. And this is an amazing way to end today's episode of the podcast. It's really very short, but damn, very impactful. I'm happy that I get to do this every week, and every one of you who sends a feedback to me, like, you guys make me so happy. So yes, I'm gonna keep doing this every month. So send in yours if you want to, and make me happy, make me know that you listen to me. Okay, so I'm gonna wrap this up by saying that I want you to always remember that being a 20 something right now is very important, and regardless of the ups and downs that life throws at you, I want you to value your 20s. I want you to remember that this is the best time of our lives, and that whatever we do now is going to have a ripple effect in our future. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to have it all figured out now, but I just want you to make sure that before you take any decision, before you do whatever you want to do, you ask yourself questions and be sure that this is really what you want to be doing. You're not doing it because somebody else is doing it. You're not doing it because you're comparing yourself to somebody else. You're not doing it because you think bad of yourself. You're not doing it to make anyone else feel happy. You're doing it for you, for your future, and for the person you are becoming. Yes, so I want you to always remember that. And so that's it on today's episode of the podcast. I hope that you've learned a thing or two, and if you have, rate this podcast, subscribe to the podcast, follow on Instagram at 20 somethings rant, follow on Twitter. Yes, I just reopened my Twitter account. So that's rant20. Follow on Twitter as well. Tweet at us using the hashtag 20somethingsrant. And until next time, I remain Jessica Fortunes. If you would like to be part of the podcast, you want to rant, you want to, you know, talk about what you're going through and all of that, don't forget that you can send an email to 20somethingsrant@gmail.com. I am always on the other end waiting and hoping that you send an email so that I can say, yes, sir! Bring you on the podcast. Bring you. Let's talk about it. Okay. All right. If you're done with this, you might want to go catch up with all the other episodes they spoke about so that you can be more informed. And also, don't forget to please share this podcast. Share the podcast with anyone you love who you know will learn a thing or two from the podcast. Okay? All right. Okay. Until next week, I remain Jessica Fortunes. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of 20 Somethings Rant. I hope you learned something new today and you're willing to share with somebody who might learn from it too. I wouldn't judge you if you don't, but I hope that you can share with me what you learned or what you love about today's episode by using the hashtag 20 Somethings Rant on Twitter or send a DM on Instagram at 20 Somethings Rant. I would definitely love to hear from you. But most important, I hope that you join me again next week. Okay.